Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this Friday, February 19th, 2021. I am your host, Al Martin, and I hope you guys have been having a great week out there. I know it has been a very cold one. Very cold, very snowy, and that's a bit of an understatement. You know, it's just like one of those things. You just wake up and you look outside, and you know, it's nice when we get a sunny day. When that sun is hitting the snow, it just, you know, lifts that mood up just a bit. But, you know, most of these days during this time of the year in Michigan are gray skies, cold, and yes, the dreaded S word, as in snow. All right. So I hope you guys are staying safe and staying warm. And I want to give a special shout out to any listeners that we have down in Texas, Michigan State alum who are in Texas. Me personally, you know, I talk about my fraternity brothers a lot here. They mean a lot to me. And, you know, a lot of them are from the state of Michigan, and a lot of them have traveled down south to live. I have about five that I can name off top who are living down in Texas and who are really going through it. You know, they are going through it, but things are getting better. You know, my fraternity brother, Brandon and Curtis, they did lose power, and they had to room with some friends for a few days. I believe one of them even got a hotel. The hotel electricity was up and running, that hotel at least that he stayed at. So it's just a really tough time down there. You know, you watch the news and, you know, not only are we still battling this pandemic, but, you know, now this winter storm that is sweeping across our nation of record proportions. I mean, we've never seen temperatures in the teens down in Texas. And, you know, we have, but it's been a long, long time, folks, a long, long time. And, you know, the state of Texas just not prepared for it, you know, like us here in Michigan, because us here in Michigan, we are used to these kind of weather conditions. So, but just thoughts and prayers to everyone down in Texas, Spartan alum, listeners of the show, or just anybody down there. Really, really tough stuff. Okay, folks, to less important matters, though, we've got to get to many different sporting topics on today's Current Sports. You know, Friday and Monday, those are the two busiest shows on the sports, current sports docket, I should say. Because on Monday, you're trying to recap everything that took place over the weekend. And then on Friday, you're trying to preview as much as you can while also recapping the week that has been on Current Sports. So a lot to get to, folks. I will have Current Sports quick hit headliners for you guys. And then after that, I want to talk about the Michigan basketball team, because we can't ignore what Juwan Howard, in stark contrast to what's happening here in East Lansing this year, right? We can't ignore what Juwan Howard is doing out in Ann Arbor and the outstanding job that he is doing and still the infancy stages of his coaching tenure as the head coach of the Wolverines men's basketball team. And this is a team that, you know, many, including myself, thought may see some layoff, may see some drop-off, I should say, due to the layoff, because they were dealing with COVID-19 issues. But, I mean, Michigan basketball's return has gone pretty flawless so far, right? Pretty amazing stuff. So I want to talk about, you know, the success of the Michigan men's basketball team. Tom Izzo spoke to the media yesterday. Tom Izzo, head coach of your Michigan State men's basketball squad. He spoke to the media yesterday, and he alluded to some possible roster changes and some auditioning for his team as the Spartans are you know, inching closer and closer to the end of the year, a year in which, you know, unless a miracle happens come Big Ten tournament time, you know, this will be a year which will see the Spartans not in the Big Dance for the first time since 1997. Pretty wild there. And then to close out the show later on this hour with Reflection Friday, or Fri-yay is what I like to call it, I want to touch on a few different things. You know, Reflection Friday is a time in which I can just reflect a bit on the week that has been here on Current Sports, bring up some stories that we have talked about and covered, bring up some moments here on the show throughout the week that have happened throughout the week, and also bring up a few stories that I haven't gotten a chance to touch upon, such as the incredible Naomi Osaka, who beat Serena Williams earlier this week in the Australian Open semifinal. And maybe we're seeing like a passing of the torch right now, because Naomi Osaka is taking the women's tennis world by storm right now. And pretty awesome to see and witness that earlier this week. And Serena Williams, we all know about her greatness. She is the greatest female tennis player of all time, arguably the greatest tennis player, period, of all time. She's a GOAT. She's a GOAT. So I want to touch upon that. I want to talk about the NBA, something I haven't talked about in a while here on the show. All-star starters were revealed on TNT last night, so I'll touch upon that. Carson Wentz from Philly to Indianapolis. And also, I do want to touch upon the death of a certain NFL football player who, again, may be another name in this whole really difficult puzzle that is possible long-term brain injury when playing the game of football. So I'll touch upon that, and I'll get to that later on this hour as well. But multiple ways in which you can join the show. You guys know that you can pick up that phone and dial 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That is the number that you can call and leave us a voicemail at. You can tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News and let your voice be heard that way. And you can also weigh in courtesy of Facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment anywhere there on our Facebook page. And also, if you happen to miss a show, you can simply go to Facebook.com/WKAR News and, you know, just look at the timeline and find the show that you missed and click it and boom, right there. Or you can just simply go to the WKAR Current Sports page by heading to WKAR.org. And then at the top of WKAR.org, you'll see a tab that says radio. Click radio, go down to Current Sports. And how about that? You can listen to any of the more than 1,700 shows that we've done in Current Sports history. Can you believe that? I can't believe I've done more than 1,700 shows. That is incredible and mind-boggling when I think about that. That's a lot of hours of radio, folks. And looking at it right now, this is episode 1,742. Wow. Pretty incredible. So, yeah, it's all there. If you If you are obsessed with the show, go ahead and enjoy. All right, folks, here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, let's start here because Prep Boys Basketball is back. And I've got a basketball roundup from last night for you guys. We saw Fowlerville top Hazlitt 77-63. Brendan Young poured in 32 points and 9 rebounds to help the Gladiators notch the CAAC red over Hazlitt. Williamston over Eastern 52-44. Ionia beating Portland 54-38. Olivet beating Lansing Christian 65-33. Lakewood over Maple Valley 54-44. Ithaca beating Saginaw Novell 50-43. Morris over Byron 60-32. Olivet over Lansing Christian. It's girls basketball now. Olivet over Lansing Christian 54-43. Portland St. Pat over Potterville 62-40. Langsburg over Saranac 44-31. Bath over Fulton 58-30. Stockbridge over Perry 61-20. And Lakewood beating Maple Valley 25-19. So there's a boys and girls basketball roundup. I forgot I threw the girls' scores in there as well. Can't forget to show some love to the girls who are balling out in the hardwood as well. So there you have that. And again, it's just good to just see Prep basketball back in our lives, right? Okay, folks. To Juwan Howard and what the Michigan men's basketball team is doing right now, because the Wolverines basketball return to competition is still unblemished. In their second game back after a two-week pause, the third-ranked Wolverines beat Rutgers 71-64 at Chrysler Center. U of M improved their record to 15-1 and 10-1 atop the Big Ten. The win also set up a showdown on Sunday at number 4 Ohio State, which sits third in the Big Ten standings with a 12-4 conference record with its win at Penn State on Thursday. Franz Wagner, he scored a career-high 20 points on 6 of 9 shooting and added 7 rebounds and 3 assists. Mike Smith scored 12 points, and Hunter Dickinson had 10 points and 8 rebounds. So, I mean, all of those players balling out from Wagner to Smith. Dickinson has been a pleasant surprise, and Juwan Howard has this team just absolutely rolling right now. I have more thoughts on Michigan basketball taking the college basketball world by storm in just a moment. Okay, now to Michigan State men's basketball, which is not having the greatest season. We all know that by now. But Tom Izzo's Spartans will be in action on the road at Indiana tomorrow. That will be a noon tip-off at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana. Michigan State is sitting at 10-9 overall on the year, 4-9 in the Big Ten. Indiana is sitting at 12-9 overall, 7-7, 500 in the Big Ten Conference. Now, two forwards will be on display as Aaron Henry and Michigan State will take on Trace Jackson Davis and the Hoosiers. Henry has scored 20% of the team's points this season. He's averaging 17.6 over his last five games, while Jackson Davis, a sophomore, he is averaging 17.8 points over the last five games. And Indiana is a perfect 7-0 when it holds its opponents to 65 points or fewer. The Hoosiers are 5-9 when opponents score more than 65 points. So 65 is the magic number. If Michigan State can get its offense going and put the ball in the bucket and get past that 65-point marker, well, hey, maybe it's a win. Michigan State has lost, though, its last four road games, scoring 60.5 points while allowing 76.3 points per game. So in those last four road games that they've lost, again, they have not reached that 65-point output. So we'll see what happens again. Michigan State, Indiana at noon tomorrow. And I'm going to get a game network for you guys. I don't know why I didn't put that in my notes here. But that game can be seen on... Come up. Come on. Ah, well, no, it's not coming up. I might have to do some digging for that. I'll get that to you in just a moment. Sorry about that, folks. All right, but the Michigan State women's basketball team will return to the Breslin for its annual Pink game, taking on Purdue on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. That game will be televised on Fox Sports 1. The team is coming off a road loss to Michigan. Junior guard Nia Clouden recorded a new career high with 34 points as Michigan State lost 86-82 in what was a really entertaining game. On Tuesday afternoon at the Chrysler Center, Naz Hillman, who has been so good, one of the best players in women's college basketball this year, she had 30-plus points in that win for Kim Barnes-Rico and the Wolverines. So you got the Wolverines women's basketball team and the men's basketball team really just showing out in this crazy, crazy year. Michigan State is 11-6 overall, 6-6 in Big Ten play. Michigan improved to 12-1 overall and 7-1 in league action. Okay, we've got some college football news for you guys as critics of Jim Harbaugh took to social media this week amid news that another quarterback he recruited to Michigan, well, he's now transferring. That's right, Joe Milton, who plans to graduate from the school this spring, he has announced his plans to enter his name into the NCAA transfer portal and play elsewhere come next year. Milton made the announcement yesterday. Now, he's hardly the first starting quarterback to leave. You know, the portal and practice of transferring has really become commonplace in the sport nowadays. So, you know, not shocking when you hear a player transferring from a college football program and putting his name in the transfer portal bucket. But, you know, this is the latest in a string of quarterbacks that have now departed, you know, Michigan under the leadership of Jim Harbaugh. You know, it's a lot of names, folks. It really is. You know, you look at, you know, just looking at the history of this, you know, Brandon Peters. You look at, you know, Dylan McCaffrey, who opted out of the 2020 season. He elected to transfer after 4 years and 13 appearances. And now you got Milton. You know, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. You know, I can bring up, you know, just the non-success of the quarterbacks who have played under Harbaugh. You know, the latest, Shea Patterson, he was a transfer from the University of Mississippi. You know, he started two seasons at Michigan. He threw for more than 5,600 yards, 45 touchdowns. But still, you know, Patterson's passing numbers weren't enough to get Michigan over the hump. And Harbaugh's teams posted a 10-3 record in 2018, 9-4 in 2019. But they could not win the big games, have not played in the Big Ten championship game. I mean, need I continue when discussing, you know, how Michigan has underperformed under the leadership of Jim Harbaugh? So, you know, we'll see what happens. But again, Joe Milton, he is transferring from the University of Michigan. Okay, some hockey news, college hockey news, as the Michigan State hockey team will play its last regular season series on the road this weekend, as the Spartans travel to Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers, who sit atop the Big Ten standings. Michigan State, sitting at 7-11-2 overall, is coming off a 2-1 dub over Arizona State to earn a series split with the Sun Devils. After starting out 10-0 on the year, Minnesota is 7-5 in its last 12 games. But it's coming off a series sweep on the road against Notre Dame, recording 3-0 shutouts in both games. Minnesota won both games against Michigan State at Munn Ice Arena back in December, though Michigan State coach Danton Cole, he thought the Spartans played well enough to win the second night. So Michigan State, Minnesota, 8 p.m. tonight, followed by a 6 p.m. puck drop tomorrow. Tonight's game can be streamed on BTN Plus, so you have to have a subscription online to watch that one. While Saturday's contest, that will be televised on Fox Sports Detroit Plus. All right, so that's how you can check out Michigan State and Minnesota starting tonight. And ahead of its highly anticipated season opener, the Michigan State men's soccer team has three players named to the Big Ten players watch list on Thursday. Now, the Spartans have opened up the year today against Rutgers at Schoolcraft College just minutes ago at 1 p.m. So, congratulations, Michigan State soccer, and good luck on a new season here. Senior midfielder Michael Miller, junior midfielder Jack Beck, and junior forward Farai Mutatu were all named Big Ten players to watch. During the 2018 season, both Beck and Mutatu were named to the Big Ten All-Freshman team. This is the fourth straight season that Michigan State has started Big Ten action against Rutgers, winning three previous openers. Overall, the Spartans are 5-0-1 against the Scarlet Knights. Last season, the Michigan State offense exploded for a 3-0 win on the road with Gianni Ferrer and Olu Ogunwale capturing their first career goals. And due to the current Michigan State University restrictions, no fans are allowed at Schoolcraft College today. So Michigan State taking on Rutgers at Schoolcraft College again. The season for Michigan State soccer getting underway just minutes ago when we took the air at 1 p.m. All right. And we've got some Detroit Tigers spring training news that is making our headliners today. And check this. Detroit Tigers spring training tickets went on sale to the general public yesterday at noon. And the team said tickets sold out in about 3 hours. How about that? About 2,000 fans will be allowed in per game, and some of that allotment had already been given over to season ticket holders, pre-sales and player tickets. But even so, the speed with which the remaining tickets were snapped, that shows a hunger to watch in-person baseball, just to get out the house, go to a baseball game, and just check it out, right? And that's even while wearing masks and socially distanced, quote-unquote, pods. So the last Tigers game in which fans were present, well, you got to go back to March 12th, 2020. So we're approaching that year mark when just everything changed, right? You know, come March, which is just a few days away now. But later that day, Major League Baseball joined the other professional sports leagues in shutting down due to the emerging coronavirus pandemic. So the Tigers opened the regular season on April 1st at Comerica Park against the Cleveland Indians. Plans for in-season ticket sales have not yet been announced. But in just 3 hours, spring training tickets sold out yesterday. Wow, it's pretty remarkable. Okay, and I've got some extras for you guys. Just two extras here. The Pistons are at the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at 8 p.m. And the Red Wings will play host to the Florida Panthers at 7 p.m. All right, that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners. As I mentioned again, multiple ways in which you can weigh in. You can give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News, and you can leave us a comment anywhere on our Facebook page, and you can tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR News or tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. When we come back from our first break, I want to talk about just the remarkable job that Juwan Howard is doing with the Michigan basketball program. And in contrast, the Michigan State men's basketball team really struggling, and Tom Izzo hinting toward some auditions. Not hinting toward auditions, that's what he basically said. Auditioning. Players will be auditioning moving forward, and there may be some roster changes, all right? So we'll touch on that and more. You are listening to the Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And, you know, I want to touch upon the Michigan men's basketball team and what is taking place out in Ann Arbor. You know, isn't it just it's been a weird year, without a doubt. But if you were to tell me that when you evaluate, in evaluating both of these preseason rosters of the Wolverines and Michigan State, who would have the better record? I mean, the overwhelming majority of people out there, including myself, would say Michigan State. So the fact that, you know, we're talking about Michigan State missing out on the Big Dance, on the NCAA tournament, and Michigan not just making the tournament this year, but they are absolutely flourishing. I mean, what Juwan Howard has done out in Ann Arbor has to be commended, especially when you look at the media hoopla surrounding his hire, because, you know, I mean, this is a former member of the Fab Five, and, you know, he's played with some of the greatest players of all time, including LeBron James, right? And many people, when Juwan Howard was hired, many people doubted it. Many people saying that, you know, this is just a glamour hire. He was hired because of his NBA career, his long NBA career, but can he really coach? And you better believe that Juwan Howard heard all of this chatter. Actually, he came out and stated that, yeah, he heard the noise around it. When Juwan Howard was hired, I loved it. From this simple standpoint, not because I knew that he could coach the game of basketball. That was the big question mark, right? I had no idea if he could coach the game of basketball. No really proven track record as a head coach, right? I mean, this is new territory for him. So I couldn't comment on that. But if you go back, the biggest reason why I loved the hire of Juwan Howard was because of recruiting. A subject that I utterly despise. I hate recruiting. I hate it. You know, my long-term listeners know that. If you're just now tuning into Current Sports recently, I hate it. I'll let that be known many, many times. I hate how these young prospects are treated. Like Jesus Shuttlesworth from He Got Game. You know, I mention this, or I go on this rant all the time. It's kind of like Tom Izzo when he rants about why he hates social media, and he gives the many reasons why. There are many different reasons why I hate recruiting. Again, I won't bore you with that. But at the end of the day, it matters. It matters so much in college sports, because if you don't get big-time talent, you will not be able to compete with the big dogs for national championships. Simple as that. And your job depends on how well you can recruit, because, look, the proof is in the numbers. The teams who recruit well are the teams who win. And the teams that win allow the coaches of those teams to stay employed at those respective universities. So, direct correlation, you gotta recruit well. And when you look at Juwan Howard, who has had this amazing longevity in the National Basketball Association as a player and also as an assistant coach helping out, right, with the Miami Heat. I mean, gosh, young kids look at that and say, oh, man, you had, you know, I mean, you've been playing in the NBA since 94. You played in the NBA from 94 all the way to 2013, which, you know, isn't that long ago. That's where I'm trying to get. You have all of this experience. It immediately gives Juwan Howard some cachet when he walks into a young man's living room. I mean, there aren't many coaches, if any. And Juwan Howard's probably the only one that can walk into a young man's living room and say that, hey, I play with one of the greatest basketball players of all time, who is, by the way, still doing his thing in year like 58, LeBron James. One of the few coaches who can say that, hey, I have a direct relationship with LeBron James, the guy that you idolize, the guy that you may consider to be the greatest of all time, even though we all know that's not true. That's Michael Jeffrey Jordan, but I digress. That gives Juwan Howard such a big edge, and I stated that. Juwan Howard having that ability to say, hey, look at my NBA track record. I can help get you there. It gives him an upper hand in this recruiting game. And I think, you know, with the ESPN documentary, The Fab Five, I think a lot of young men today have seen that documentary, and they know Juwan Howard's contribution to the game today in that regard as well. I mean, the Fab Five at Michigan really changed the game. The black socks, the black shoes, you know, the emergence of hip-hop with basketball. The Fab Five helped make that movement happen, right? So, you know, kids know. And when you're able to have that kind of conversation with a young man, that's what really matters, because when it comes to a lot of these recruits, all they care about is, hey, how can you help me get to the association? How can you help make that happen for me? And Juwan Howard can completely lay it out, and he's got a lot of credibility because of his track record. And that is why I love the hire. Because in basketball, in comparison to football, you know, basketball is a sport in which you can just have, you can have direct impact on the game. You know, you're playing both sides of the ball. I mean, if you get the talent, you can compete with anybody in the game if you have the talent. That's just how basketball is. And it makes up for, I don't care who the coach is, it makes up for a lot of coaching errors. It really does. Talent can make up for that. So, I mean, and you look at this, and you look at how it's being done. You know, Juwan Howard is showing us that he can coach. I mean, being an assistant for a championship-winning team like the Miami Heat, you know, learning under a mastermind, I believe, who's so underrated. I made this statement, you know, last year when looking at the Miami Heat's run, improbable run to the NBA Finals, to take on the Los Angeles Lakers, who they would eventually fall to, right? You know, the King LeBron James winning the latest ring in the NBA bubble. Eric Spoelstra is so underrated as a coach. And Juwan Howard was right there learning under him. And I'm pretty sure he's implementing a lot of what he learned out in Miami to this Michigan men's basketball organization. And we're finding out that Juwan Howard can coach. He can coach his tail off. You know, looking at how Michigan has returned from this, what, like 2-week hiatus due to COVID-19, due to that outbreak, and they haven't missed a beat. Beat Wisconsin last weekend, and now they beat a really solid Rutgers team. Those are two solid programs. And Michigan, with that long of a layoff, they come out the gates and go 2-0, just like that. Wow. Wagner with 20. Dickinson, who's been great this year, with 10. Smith with 12. You know, and then you got, you know, Davis coming off the bench, chipping in 7. Brown with 6. The East Lansing native, Brandon Johns, with 5. I mean, this team is a force to be reckoned with, sitting at number 3 in the nation. A lot of people were totally wrong about Juwan Howard. And a lot of people are learning that this dude can absolutely coach the game. And he is a perfect fit. Perfect fit. And you know, when... There's an interesting article put out by Andrew Kahn of MLive that's entitled, this came out 2 days ago, the headline, "Remember when Michigan's hiring of Juwan Howard was questioned?" He does. And in the piece, it kind of just combs through some of the reactions from around college basketball when Howard was hired. And he was asked on Wednesday whether he heard the criticism when he was hired and if it motivates him. And Howard went on to give a 3-minute answer saying, quote, "Of course I've heard it. You're trying to get me to make this, you know, I'm not saying trying to get me, but I'm not here to make this a big issue." Then he goes on to say, quote, "Yeah, I hear the doubters. I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't hear the noise before I got hired. And also still to this day, I hear the backhand compliments. Am I competitive? Of course I am." I love that. You know, that's how I'm built. That's how I was raised too. I mean, when people doubt you, you take on that challenge and you say, all right, time to go to work because I'm on a mission now to prove to you and to prove to myself as well that I can get this job done. That's the kind of guy that Juwan Howard is. And the piece goes on to read, Howard's number one goal, he said, what drives and excites him is preparing the Wolverines for success and representing his alma mater with class. And it's also, you know, it quotes many people in here, including his former longtime agent, David Falk, who said after he was hired, quote, "Juwan's desire to succeed is going to come internally, not because he is trying to appease critics." But there's a little bit of that, isn't there? That's not in the quote. I just threw that in there. There's a little bit of that, wanting to prove the doubters wrong. A Michigan assistant said on Wednesday that Howard, quote, has never once commented on doubters. But come on, man. My commentary now. Come on, man. You hear it. You just said you hear it. You heard it. You heard the criticism. It's fueled you, for sure. I love it. I absolutely love it. Purdue coach Matt Painter, 0-3 now against Howard. He said last month, quote, "Juwan Howard has done an exceptional job. The culture he's been in with the Miami Heat definitely comes out. You can see the discipline, the toughness, the execution. They run a lot of good stuff, man. They really put you in a bind." Oh, man, I love it. You can see it. You can really see how those 6 years as a Heat assistant helped prepare him for this opportunity. Michigan basketball, this team is here to stay. Juwan Howard is here to stay and make some noise for a while, I believe. And I really hope that come next season, Michigan State gets back to its old self, because we could be in for a treat. We could see some really epic Michigan and Michigan State battles. Let's hit our final break. When I come back, I want to comment on a bit of what Tom Izzo had to say. Just one topic centered on his press conference from yesterday as Michigan State now prepares to play Indiana on the road tomorrow afternoon. It's an open audition, folks. That conversation and more to close out this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Well, you just heard me praising the job that Juwan Howard has done out in Ann Arbor. And now I want to comment on what's happening with the Michigan State men's basketball program. Because Michigan State is probably not going to make the NCAA tournament. They are preparing to now take on Indiana on the road. They are on a 2-game losing streak, falling to Iowa and now Purdue. So we'll see if they can snap that losing streak. And you know, it'll take a miracle. You know, Michigan State will not be favored in the remainder of its games to close out the year here. And, you know, they're probably going to have to play on that first day of the Big Ten tournament, which is something that Michigan State has never done. Isn't that crazy? And in order for them to make the tournament, they are going to have to win the Big Ten tournament to earn that automatic bid, right? Probably won't happen. Maybe a basketball miracle does. It's sports, but not likely. So Tom Izzo, you know, he acknowledged the reality. 10-9. The prospects of making the NCAA tournament are very slim. And now he's like kind of turning his eye toward evaluating players for roles come next year. Quote, guys are up for an audition right now. You've got to see some progress made, or there's got to be changes. And maybe they feel the same way. That's the way it is in the world right now. End quote. So basically, like, you know, I not many of you know this. I think, well, again, my seasoned listeners do. A long-time listeners do. You guys know that I also act. I'm an actor. And, you know, when I'm interested in a role, I have to audition to see if I'm right for the part. And that's essentially what's happening here. It will be an open audition in these final games to close out the Big Ten season for Tom Izzo Spartans so that he can see who is right for which roles come next season. You know, and it's a season of historical proportions here. And Tom Izzo is, I think he's having a come to the altar kind of moment where he is, you know, his mind now is adjusting to the very realistic fact that he will not be in the Big Dance for the first time since the late 90s. So you have to change the lens in which you evaluate your team, and you have to start thinking about the future now. And he acknowledged that, hey, this audition process could lead to some roster changes. Even bringing up the scholarship. That's right, the S word. Quote, the scholarship's a two-way street. We have an obligation to you. You have an obligation to us. That's always the way it is. And maybe that leads to some transfers from Michigan State. Something we have not seen in 5 years for this program. Michigan State has not had a player transfer out of its program since 2016. That's to be commended in itself, especially in this wild, wild world that we're living in, where especially with young men, young kids, the moment they hit some kind of any kind of adversity, hey, they're chucking up the deuces and are out, which I can't blame them. I mean, especially when you talk about college hoops or college sports period, you know, you're not getting paid. You're bringing in so much revenue to the university. Don't get me on that rant, but you get it. You catch my drift, right? Tom Izzo went on to say that, quote, you're going to see 3,000 people changing, in my opinion. Because it is a weird and wacky year, you know, maybe some players get impatient and say that, hey, man, this place isn't the right place for me, especially with dealing with COVID and everything. You know, there's a lot. This year, more than ever, there's a lot for a college athlete playing Division I basketball to consider. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people transferring, I believe. And yeah, I do believe, and again, for the first time in 5 years, we are going to see a player or two test the open market and leave East Lansing. Who that will be, I don't know. We'll probably have that discussion come next week. But, you know, I've had a text with my bruh, Vic, who's, you know, he's an MSU alum. We went to school together, my fraternity brother. And he believes that, you know, well, he said that he wouldn't be surprised if Rocket Watts tests the open market and transfers. And I couldn't even argue with him because Rocket just, his head looks like he's in a different world right now. He's being criticized. And, you know, you can shelter your stuff, you know, from that if you know, to a certain extent, but he's got to hear the chatter. You know, all of the expectations surrounded around him, he hasn't lived up to it. And this year has been a struggle bus for him, without a doubt. So I don't know. I could see Rocket transferring, you know, Foster Lawyer, that whole situation. He's going to have shoulder surgery this offseason. You know, that's a given. And Izzo is going to just rest him right now because he doesn't want to aggravate that shoulder injury anymore. But Foster hasn't found his, you know, footing. You know, he's not the player that we expected him to be once he came to this program. So there's a lot to think about here. But I do want to say this. You know, all of the chatter surrounding Izzo, that he's lost his touch and he doesn't have it anymore. He needs to go. It's garbage. Just stop. Because I just ask, is the leash really that short? I mean, come on. Prior to this year, this is a program that won back-to-back-to-back. Three straight Big Ten championships. You name another coach that can come in and do that, then cool. Izzo's gone. I'm right there with you. But right now, you got to get his dude at least another year. Like, stop it. The consistency that Tom Izzo has had throughout his career and the things he's done, you know, and I think back to times that I've criticized him, times that I thought Michigan State couldn't make noise come tourney time because they were struggling and weren't clicking at the right time. But then all of a sudden, you know, the right time is always around March. Right around March, they find a way. And he's proved me wrong many, many times. But you look at the success that Tom Izzo has. In normal years, Tom Izzo's down years are better than like 80 to 90% of the rest of college basketball. So all of that chatter, please stop it, man. He's got to get a pass for this season. It's a coronavirus year. It's really a fake year. If you want me to be really 1,000 about it, it's a fake year. You got no fans. COVID has run rampant all throughout college basketball. They're going to try to do the tourney in a bubble, for goodness sake. Kids, young men are dealing with this issue of COVID-19 and the pandemic in different ways. Stop, man. Give me a real season, and then we can maybe have that conversation. But right now, I'm not harping on this too much, guys. I'm not hitting the panic button and questioning whether or not Tom Izzo is over the hill. And there may be some that disagree with me. Heck, I know there are many that disagree with me. But hey, I'm not going there. All right, a quick reflection Friday for you guys. Serena Williams and Naomi Osaka, my favorite moment of the week. Two legends already, two queens. Naomi already a legend in my book. I mean, what she's doing at such a young age, watch out, world. She's going to be the next Serena Williams. And Serena Williams at 36, still producing the way she is to even get to that semifinal. Pretty amazing stuff. But I love the way they embraced afterwards. That was my favorite moment of the week. Carson Wentz to the Colts. We'll see if he can have a career resurgence out in Indianapolis. And also, the NBA All-Star starters were revealed last night on TNT. Only problem I had, Dame Dalla should have been in there over Luka Doncic when it comes to the Western Conference All-Star starters. And in the East, I probably would have taken the beard over Kyrie Irving. James Harden over Kyrie. James Harden averaging, you know, a double-double right now. He's leading the league in assist, which is crazy, right? Only averaging 4 points less than Kyrie. Also like 8 rebounds. I mean, he's 2 rebounds shy of averaging a triple-double. I probably would have given it to the beer. But other than that, I'm pretty happy with the starters. I think they got it right. And also, Vincent Jackson. His brain is going to be donated to Boston University's CTE Center as new details of his death emerge. I have more on that come next week. That's a really heavy story, but and I think that this is the right move that Jackson's family is making. Okay, folks, that will do it for this Friday edition of Current Sports. Again, Michigan State women's basketball in action on Sunday. Men's basketball in action tomorrow. Michigan State soccer in action right now. Michigan State hockey in action tonight and tomorrow night. Enjoy the weekend of Spartan Sports. We'll recap it all come Monday. Be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.